Welcome to episode 30 of the Harry Potter Lexicon podcast. This is kind of a special episode. My name is Steve Van Der Ark, and I am the creator and editor-in-chief of the Harry Potter Lexicon.
And I'm Nick Moline, the tech wizard who makes things work behind the scenes on the Lexicon site.
Yes, he does. So today, this is going to be a bit of a special episode. We really are recording for one main reason, which we'll get to in just a little bit. And so it may be a little shorter than a normal episode because it's kind of a, kind of a special announcement episode, we'll say. But before we get to that, there is a couple things we'd like to talk about. For example, we have had recently had some comments come in, which have really brought home to us and I don't want to say problem, but one of these things on the Lexicon that have kind of been a niggling question we've had, and that is that we have essays that go all the way back to 2001, and these essays are I think they're one of the coolest things that we have, are all this kind of archive of fan thinking. But the problem is these essays are very much tied into, well, I guess you'd say they're dated. They're legacy information or whatever you want to call it.
It's a hard way to put it, though. Because when you say it's dated, yes, they're quite literally, they have a date. It's not that isn't a value anymore. It's that when you read it, you have to read it in context of what was the fandom like when this was written.
Right. Well, and you have to understand too, when you think about what fandom was like, Harry Potter fandom was the first real big fandoms that existed during when the internet came in. And so back in the late 90s, everybody was getting onto the internet, and fans, I mean, I'd been a fan of things, you know, Star Wars and all these kinds of things for decades, but it wasn't until the internet came that we had this ability to just have these conversations among fans on any topic. I mean, we used to have to get together. I remember I was in Michigan at the time, and the closest Star Trek club to us was in Lansing, and we saw the people in that group maybe 5-6 times a year. And
yeah,
so
I know when I was a fan of Star Trek back in Virginia, I never found one. Never once found a fan club. I found a couple of fans, but it wasn't until I moved to Texas that I finally found a fan club. So I didn't actually join a Harry Potter fan club until Enterprise.
You mean a Star Trek fan club?
Yeah, Star Trek fan club until Enterprise. Actually, I've never been a member of any other fan club, at least not in the physical space.
But with the advent of, you know, these groups, and the e-groups was the one that we first got started with, all of a sudden we were having these really fascinating, deep conversations about the Harry Potter books. But of course, you know, these conversations were tied into, as you say, the time frame that they were created in. So these conversations would cover that. I remember a big one was talking about the gleam in Dumbledore's eye, which is at the end of Goblet of Fire, when Harry says that that Voldemort used Harry's blood in the potion. And then he says, there's this gleam in Dumbledore's eye. And oh my goodness, the hours that we spent debating what that could possibly mean. And it seemed like it was a good thing. But
I have to say, that's one of the ones that I thought that in some ways, the discussion was better than the payoff.
That happened a lot, actually.
Yeah. it felt like we had we had all these crazy theories. What could this mean? And then the end is just, you know, it felt like when that was finally explained in book 7, it's like, really? That's all his gleam was about? That felt like it should have been more.
Well, and remember Mark Evans, boy that Dudley beat up in the beginning of book 5, and oh my goodness, Evans. Yeah. We went crazy on that because his last name was Evans and Lily Evans, and we just knew that was some connection, and it turned out, nope, she just kind of used that name. Which kind of makes you think, why? Out of all that, why use one which is going to do that? Maybe it was on purpose, I don't know. Maybe she's trying to freak us out. But the point is, we have essays on the Lexicon which were written within that historical, if you will, context of Harry Potter fandom. And now we have people that read them, and then they will send a comment saying, you know, well, why is this in here? We know the answer.
And, yeah, I've seen like three of these comments in the last month or last couple of weeks.
Right, and we don't want to get rid of the essays.
Of course not. I love going back and rereading these old essays. They're, in many ways, I find them, some of them are very insightful for the time being. When you read them with a thought of mind saying, okay, this is before we had this piece of information, but look at all the thought and detail that went in to come up with this stuff. And some things are obviously wrong, and some things are, you know,
incomplete,
but they are, and some things are highly opinionated, but
well, that's all right.
Yeah, but they are.
The point is that you have to read them in context. You have to read these essays in context. And the point I'm trying to make, and what you and I have actually been talking about a little bit lately, is how do we indicate very clearly on an essay where it falls in that timeline of understanding, if you want to call it that. And that's something that Nick and I both have been talking about how we're going to do that for a very long time.
Yeah, it was actually part of the original spec before we ever even went live. Like, before we even started coding it, really.
That was part of the page layout, the original page layout.
Yeah.
I think it was down at the bottom, you know, context menu, I always called it.
Yeah, we had these, when we were first talking about it, it's like, okay, let's make sure we put something in context of whenever something was edited. All right, we'll come up with this. Mm-hmm. We'll do this thing with the book covers. And, you know, it was a great idea. And it was in the first mock-up for the layout of the page. It was in all these things. But it never kind of happened because it was considered low priority compared to other features of
the site.
Right, timeline. Well, but even way back then, it was less important than laying out the rest of the pages and stuff like that, right? Like this was something extra that we didn't have before, so it wasn't seen as we need to have it to go live. And then even when we went live, you know, timelines was the most important thing and all these other stuff, and it was like, okay, we'll get to this eventually. You know? So
we're gonna get to that eventually. But so there is that. And then also I just before we leave it, because that's really, you know, basically we're gonna get to it. If anyone out there is interested in writing an essay, something, current about Fantastic Beasts, things like this, or even looking back at the books and doing analysis, because that's one thing that we've all come to realize is that you never seem to quite reach the end of analysis on these books. We'd love to have some more submissions of essays. So if you're interested, feel free to drop me an email and pitch your idea, or you can send a finished essay if you want to, and I'll take a look at it, steve@hp-lexicon.org. So moving on, I see you typed something into your What's New in the Wizarding World. Oh, yeah, I see what you're talking about here.
Yeah, since the last time we talked, there was a teaser trailer put up for the new Hogwarts mystery game. It doesn't really say anything, but I just love the way it begins, don't you?
I like seeing the characters and realizing, okay, we're going to have... And they also said when it falls in history, in years.
So oh, did it's, I miss that part?
It's, yeah, you probably did. It's before Harry, so it's in the time of, like, Charlie Weasley I guess maybe even earlier than that.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it's basically, yeah, it's in the early 90s, I would guess then. It must be in the late mid to late 80s then.
Yeah, it would have to be.
That it would take place. So hopefully, maybe we will actually get the whole how old is Charlie Weasley really solved.
That's assuming we get any sort of revelation of whether or not this stuff is canon.
Okay. Well, you know, and if it's not, if we don't have any indication, then we'll start getting all these emails from people telling us that we have to change the lexicon, which would be good. So
I wanted to point out, I love that the way some of the first text that appears in it, in the trailer, it says, "Your letter has finally arrived." I'm just like, yep, That's what we've all been waiting for since.
Yeah. Exactly. Reading
book one.
Yeah, I don't know. This is what I'm really looking forward to. I wish it was a console game instead of a phone game, but you know, there you go.
Me
welcome too. Welcome to now. So, we want to get to our big announcements. So before we do that, real quick, we're always saying we like to keep ads off of the site. We have been able to do that. But if you'd care to support us on Patreon, we would greatly appreciate that. There is a menu up at the top left corner of every page. It says the Harry Potter Lexicon, and with a little arrow, if you click on that, there's a support page you can get to, and it'll tell you everything you need to know. Also, there's an Amazon link. If you shop on Amazon, just start there, and we get a percentage of everything that you spend. So it's really, really helpful if people do that.
And it doesn't cost you anything extra over what you're Amazon. Already Nothing spending at all. On top of Amazon.
That's so. Exactly right. Yep. So, but I really want to talk about a new company, which is listed on that page. And that company is called Magic Alley. And that is an online, and they also sell at conventions, retailer of Harry Potter merchandise. And it's based in the UK, although they will ship to international shipping. And they are now one of our supporters. And they are in particularly going to be the sponsors of the new thing that we are doing, which is we have a brand new podcast. And this podcast is called The Harry Potter Minute. And The Harry Potter Minute
I love this idea because when you came and pitched it to me, I was like, yep, I love this idea because, you know, let's face it, we haven't put this podcast out as often as we'd all love to do it. And
not even close.
Yeah. And recently, you know, because it's not like it's rare that we get a chance to sit down and talk for an hour and a half about Potter as much as we love doing it. But then we sit down and we talk for an hour and a half, and then it could be weeks or in some sad cases months later before we actually even post it.
Thanks for admitting that. That's great.
Yeah, well, it's my fault because I'm the one who posts them eventually, but
once in a while it's my fault because I'm the one that edits them first, so
yeah, you edit the audio and then and I have to edit the blog post to go with it because you can't just post it with no text.
So it's both our faults.
Yeah, it's both our faults. Like, it was episode 28, we posted it up and we got comments on Facebook almost immediately. It's like, why aren't you talking about this bit of news? It's like, well, that wasn't news when we recorded this.
That's right. So step one, we do need to be a little bit better at that. But here's the new podcast, and it is called The Harry Potter Minute. And The Harry Potter Minute is only about 1 or 2 minutes long. And it comes out twice a week, for starters. It's going to be coming out on Wednesday and on Saturday. And so but what's really special about it, what I'm so excited about, is that this is a podcast where you will hear the voices of different editors from the Lexicon. They will be recording their own episodes. And each one is basically like a little nugget, a little piece of treasure from the world of Harry Potter. It could be something they've noticed in reading a chapter. One of the editors, because we've already been recording these, one of the editors just put one together, which is just talking about how something that struck her in Dobby's role in Chamber of Secrets. And I've recorded a few of them myself. One of them is talking about Otteris and Catchpole in the Burrow. But there's other ones that are we recorded one about the new role-playing game. Just anything that struck us, anything that's exciting or interesting or delightful in the whole wizarding world and being a Harry Potter fan. And so it's going to be a short podcast. Like I said, they run 1 to 2 minutes. And so it's just a little tidbit that you can put into your week. And so we're not stopping this podcast by any means, but that's one that will also allow us, if there is some big piece of news, that we can quickly record a special episode of that Harry Potter Minute podcast just to talk about it quickly. But it's just really fun. I've been collecting these now as our editors have been working on them, and it is really, well, let me put it this way. The Harry Potter lexicon has been around for about 20 years, not quite. And most of that time, it has been, I've always, of course, been the kind of the leader of the group, but it's always been the work of a small group of volunteers who have just put their heart and soul into it, who just love doing this kind of thing and just love kind of digging into Harry Potter canon and all the things that make us so happy when we read these books. And it's but typically it's been me doing all the talking, so to speak, you know? And you now, to some extent.
That's I mean, there was a period of time when you started getting people, more people posting, right? Like when, but before my time, I know there was a period of time when you would have, the person who you had a special editor just for essays, and that person would write up a post anytime there was a new essay out, but you didn't really get to hear, that person's opinion, her opinion. It was just this
It was
new
just
thing's been
straight,
put up.
just straight like some website news, right?
And
And while
so.
some of the editors did write essays, there was never that opportunity for our editors to kind of, or for our users and our listeners to kind of get to know the people who were doing so much amazing work to put this all together. And so
One
I
of the
guess that's
things
what.
with the new lexicon that we talked about on I think it was episode 28, we talked about how we wanted to put through on the bottom of every page who's been working on this article, right? So
Yeah, so that's on there now.
we put this effort into telling, making sure we have bios of all of our editors now. So this is just going to be another way where you can really get to know these people, and they're fantastic. I love chatting with them in our little editors group that we talk to them about things, and sometimes we'll
Yeah, we get
argue
some
about
really
stuff.
good
And
canon discussions going. Yeah.
yeah, and so now
Yeah.
we'll get to get little bits of these people's thoughts and opinions, and even just appreciation of the series and of the franchise,
Right.
and the fandom, and what brought us all together. So,
Sure, because what we have really right now, again, just like we did before, with this new version of the site, we have this group of about, oh, 15, 20. I mean, there's actually 50 people in the group, but some of them are no longer active editors. But active editors, I'd say we have about 15 or so, 15 to 20, who are just, I mean, you probably will never realize just how much work they put in, how much time they put in. And unless you would go through and start counting how many times you see their name at the bottom of a page, and of course I can see it, and I see the amazing work that they do. So I'm excited for them to be able to basically have a chance to get a little bit of I don't know, glory, exposure. I don't know what the word would be. So what will happen is it's already available. It
all those
started.
were.
We've got a couple of episodes out there. So if you go to the lexicon, you will see a page for it there where you can subscribe or where you can listen to them right there if you want to. But then also you can go to I don't know if we're on iTunes yet. That's one of these things where you submit it and very, very soon we should be on iTunes, and you can subscribe to it there. Or I don't subscribe on iTunes. I subscribe using a podcast app on my phone. But whichever way that you are used to getting podcasts, you can subscribe, and then every couple times a week you'll hear our lovely voices in your podcast feed, just sharing a little bit of the magic with you.
And, some of my favorite podcasts are short stingers, right? Like
Sure.
I listen to some short podcast that is just a little bit of news, or a little tech news, or a little world news, where it just boils everything down to, under 5 minutes. That's my preferred medium of podcast.
Right. And you know what strikes me is that every day I have a news podcast that just comes up, and just it's the NPR news, and I just get that in the morning. I just say, "Hey Google," oh, I should probably set off my My
don't
home.
Don't say good. It because it's going to wake up.
But I say that phrase and I say, you know, tell me about my day. And then I end up getting that news thing. And I would love it if we could get this, if you could ask for this. I mean, you can ask for the Harry Potter Lexicon podcast. You can ask for that and it'll feed it to you. I've tried it.
Yeah, so, I have too.
So there is that.
That was awesome.
But then, yeah, I know. And we'll put this on there as well. But it'd be really cool if, you know, every couple of days you get that little bit of Harry Potter magic into your life. But I would, you know, right now we've got enough episodes recorded to take us well into March. And
yeah,
we'll keep working on it,
that's
obviously.
Great. I haven't recorded any of mine
this,
yet.
This little dream of mine is that we would eventually be able to have it daily.
Oh, that would be great.
Wouldn't that be cool? That's a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, that's a lot of podcasts. That's a lot of work. Yes. But I would love to have a daily minute. That would be great. Because then you're far more likely to get onto the tell me about my day thing if you're actually releasing daily.
Yeah, the Google Home. Yeah. So we'll have to work on that. We'll have to see if there's somebody who wants to be like nothing but our podcast editor, and they can record. You know, we'll make them as fast as we can, but maybe they can put the extra ones together to keep us going. So we'll see if somebody wants to be our podcast editor and can do that. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Because probably won't be me, because, you know, I can't. I'm busy.
Me too.
But these are so easy to record. I'll sit down and I can record one in like, well, just like 1 or 2 minutes. You know, I'll have the script ready and I'll just read it through. And so now I do have to say, as I mentioned, Magic Alley is the sponsor for this podcast. And so you will hear them mentioned on every one of these at the beginning and at the end, because they are helping to sponsor this, which we're very, very delighted to have them on board. And so let me just say, if you are in the market for Harry Potter, you know, merchandise, and I think it's safe to say that all of us are in the market for Harry Potter merchandise.
Always.
And especially if you're in the UK, but in the US as well. Go to their website, take a look at what they have, and if you're going to purchase something, let's try to support them, because we sure appreciate them supporting us.
All right.
Well, I think that about covers it. Go and look for the Harry Potter Minute. You'll see it all over the Lexicon website, because we're promoting it there. And make sure you give it a listen. And we're very excited about this. But that is actually about it for episode 30. As always, we thank Harry and the Potters for the use of the music at the beginning and the end. And come to the website, have a look around, enjoy reading those old essays that we were talking about. And hopefully soon we'll have some nifty way of making it really clear where they fall in the timeline of Harry Potter fan history. Because Harry Potter fandom's been around for 20 years now. We have a history. So... and don't forget to support the Lexicon if you can. We sure appreciate it if you can do that. But that about wraps it up for now. This is Steve Vanderark of the Harry Potter Lexicon.
And I'm Nick Moline, the Lexicon's Tech Wizard.
And thanks for listening.